Good morning, world, with news and commentary for the 6th of July, 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:45 Universal Coordinated Time, here's how the world is treating itself. A special Iraqi correspondent for the Knight Ridder Press Service, Yasser Salahi, was killed late last month as he approached a checkpoint near his Baghdad home, put up by U.S. and Iraqi troops. He was killed, it is believed, by a U.S. Army sniper with a single shot, no warning given. That reporter had been gathering evidence pointing to the formation of death squads in the Iraqi army, not unlike those in El Salvador during the Reagan era. If there is a name common to Iraq and El Salvador, it is Negroponte. A correspondent known as Spitfire to Mike Malloy's radio show on the Air America Network last night said it was most likely former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer who made the calls to select reporters that blew Valerie Plame's cover as a CIA operative, because her husband, Ambassador Joseph Wilson, blew GWB's claim that Saddam Hussein was purchasing yellow cake uranium from Niger right out of the water, and that Fleischer did so on Karl Rove's demand. The facts leading to that conclusion? A. Robert Novak's article naming Plame had come out on a Tuesday. B. Fleischer suddenly announced his leaving the White House the following Friday. C. The media waited for weeks until Fleischer was gone before asking questions about the Novak article. D. The response from the White House to those questions was, "We've checked, and nobody now at the White House made the call." Verbatim quote there. Vietnam War veteran Wayne Olson was arrested in Wausau, Wisconsin on Monday. He served in both the Army Airborne and Marine Corps during the Vietnam conflict. On Independence Day, he sat on the decommissioned tank in front of the National Guard Armory on 17th Avenue in Wausau, waving a Veterans for Peace flag. He was arrested for disorderly conduct 95 minutes into his planned two-hour protest. He participates in the weekly Friday afternoon protests of the war on Iraq at the Wausau Courthouse, and has been for the last 2.5 years doing that every Friday. His court date on the Monday arrest is July the 19th. Further information at madison.indymedia.org. At the G8 meeting in Scotland, three demonstrators affiliated with the World Development Movement spent half a day atop a 150-foot crane outside Edinburgh's Waverley train station and furling banners to protest the Blair regime's brownwash of its trade, aid, and debt policy. Five Spanish and Italian citizens were arrested and interrogated under the British Terrorist Act in relation to possible involvement in Monday's Carnival for Full Enjoyment clown protest. Full reports on these and other G8-related issues can be found at scotland.indymedia.org. Leonard Peltier, perhaps the United States' most prominent political prisoner, has been transferred to solitary confinement at the U.S. prison at Terre Haute, Indiana. This was done without notifying his legal team or relatives. Friday morning, his grandson, Cyrus Peltier, went to visit him and was turned away with the simple words, "He's gone." More information can be found at jerichony.org. Spelling on that once again, jerichony.org. And if you have access to the Free Speech TV satellite channel, you may want to take a look at a film premiering there tomorrow several different times during the course of the day. It's titled Liberty Bound. And its director, Christine Rose, claims that even Amy Goodman of Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, which is also seen on Free Speech TV, refused to acknowledge it on her air while pushing other political documentaries such as Outfoxed and Bush's Brain. Rose wonders aloud if the objective look at the very definition of fascism spooked Goodman. Well, perhaps Rose should have contacted Mike Malloy for some airtime instead. In any event, Free Speech TV is on Dish Network Channel 9415, that's Channel 9415, as well as dozens of public access cable television channels in the United States. For further information, pull up your web browser and point it at freespeechtv.org. This newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast stations airing this newscast, whatever possible support you can. Okay? Would appreciate it. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's the voice of labor, LABOR, at CenturyTel, CenturyTel .net. And please do also tell me how it is that you are listening to this particular newscast. I'd appreciate that as well. And I'll be seeing you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. Remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. Now go out and make some news of your own today, okay?